air and naval forces of the United States.
Showtime presents Homeland.
Pan Am Flight 103 crashed.
Claire Danes, Damian Lewis, Morena Baccarin.
This will not stand, this aggression against
David Harewood, Diego Klattenhoff.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of...
This was an act of terrorism.
Jackson Pace, Morgan Saylor, and Mandy Patinkin.
He's one of the good old
people. Until something stops him.
I'm just making sure we don't get...
Grainy black and white images of the World Trade Center burning.
We must and we will remain vigilant.
A sign for the George Bush Center for Intelligence.
What the fuck are you doing?
I missed something once before. I won't. I can't.
It was 10 years ago.
Everyone missed something that day.
Everyone's not me.
Carrie listens on headphones. Brody looks out at Capitol Hill. A helicopter flies overhead.
Previously on Homeland.
You're telling me the fucking CIA thinks I'm working for Al-Qaeda?
I think you're working for Al-Qaeda.
Ask me anything.
What goes on in your garage? Why do you go there so late at night, so early in the morning?
To pray.
You're a Muslim? Why did they kill Walker and not you?
I killed him.
Who told you to kill him?
Abu Nazir.
So you did meet him?
Yes. If you want to arrest me, you can come to my house.
No, Brody!
We were wrong about Brody.
A POW was turned. It wasn't him.
Eileen just ID'd Tom Walker.
Tom Walker died?
No, he's the terrorist.
Tom was dead. That's what they told me. What we need to do is find him before anything happens.
Oh, baby, I've done a horrible thing.
No, Helen, no.
They're
don't,
chasing
don't.
The skull. You gotta get out of here!
Attack team followed Walker here. Two casualties. Local Muslims here for morning prayer.
Congressman Richard Johnson caught in a sexting scandal, sending nude and semi-nude pictures of himself to a number of congressional interns. Charges...
He'll be gone in 2 days. House minority. I have an idea who might replace him.
Are you crazy?
You people told me Walker was dead.
I don't...
My friend! You told me I killed him. You made me believe!
I don't know! Brady, you have to talk to Abu Nazir!
Come through talking with Nazir. Tell him it's over.
Brody's in a supermarket. He pushes his trolley through the aisles, studying a list in his hand. Pulling up beside some cartons of juice, he studies the piece of paper, then pulls out his phone. At home, Jessica is vacuuming the living room, and Dana has her headphones on, so neither of them hear the mobile phone buzzing.
Hey, Jess, it's me. I'm in the store. What's... I think it says vitamin water. What is that, some kind of medicine? If you got this in the next few minutes, will you call me back? Thanks.
Dana is reading an article about Tom Walker on her laptop.
You finish your homework?
I just can't believe that Tom Walker is really actually alive.
I know, it seems crazy.
What's Dad say?
So far, not a whole lot.
Well, have you even asked him?
Yes, Dana, of course I've asked him. He can't believe it. He says there's gotta be some mistake. It's not the first time the FBI have gotten it wrong.
Yeah, but what if they're right? Two Marines are captured and one comes back a terrorist? Dad must be going out of his mind.
Did you find everything you're looking for today, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
Just one thing.
Yeah.
What does that say?
Vitamin water.
What is that?
It's good. It's like flavored water. Would you like me to get someone to find it for you? What flavor?
I don't know. What you got?
Hey, you're that Marine War hero guy, right?
Brody pushes the shopping to his car. The car park is underground and lit with an eerie blue glow. He unlocks the boot of his car and starts to load the shopping into it. As he reaches to answer a call on his mobile from Jessica, he's set upon by two men. He puts up an impressive fight, slamming one of them against a neighboring car, but after being kneed violently in the ribs, he's sent reeling to the floor. His phone rings on the ground nearby. One of the men kicks him repeatedly, while another smashes him across the back with an iron bar. Now the two men have loaded Brody into the boot of a car. One of them administers an injection into his neck. He slips into unconsciousness. Outside the mosque.
That they were going to heaven for God. The FBI said that they were fired at first, which is a lie. The truth is they shot and killed two innocent people in a house of worship without provocation.
What about the man they were chasing? Tom Walker, what do you know about him?
All any of us know is that a stranger ran through our mosque being chased by FBI agents while we were gathering for morning prayers.
Have you been told the names of the agents who fired the shots?
No, we're still waiting a full investigation. We don't know anything yet. No, sir. We do not condone hate or violence.
Miss Matheson.
Special Agent Hall. I asked to meet the SWAT team commander, the man who's on the ground for this.
And you got me, his boss. How can I help?
Would you mind taking your shoes off, please?
Smirking, he reluctantly removes his shoes.
What are we doing here, exactly?
Everything we can to catch Walker.
You're aware there's an FBI manhunt up and running. All 56 field offices, canceled leave.
The reason why I asked to meet the actual SWAT commander is because I need him to walk me through exactly what happened here.
Which he already did with me. So, Walker comes in from the alley, through this door, here.
We already know he was armed because he stole a gun from one of your men.
And?
Did Walker open fire first?
Yes.
Yet the imam is standing out there telling the world that's a lie.
The imam? That's his word against mine.
He also says that neither he nor any of his flock know Walker.
Which is not true. Do you want to know why?
Please.
Then walk with me. He hauls ass down these stairs to a service corridor that goes left to a janitor's storage room. Or right, doubling back underneath the building to a Bilko door on Rom Street, all the way on the east side of the building. Son of a bitch goes right. He knew exactly where the fuck he was going. You following me on this so far?
He knows this mosque.
Correct. And probably a lot of people that come here too.
Hundreds of miles of forest viewed from above the treetop canopy. Tom is hiking through the heart of the woods with a large pack on his back. His expression is fixed and determined as he hurries on. At the mosque, the imam joins Carrie.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Imam, let me begin by saying how deeply sorry I am for your loss.
Loss is plural. We're two dead.
The imam says to his wife, go upstairs. I'll be there shortly.
Imam, my name is Carrie Matheson.
Another government official here to suggest that if we weren't all guilty one way or another, none of this would have happened, right?
Galvez says, I'm a Muslim too, and the imam replies, then you of all people should be especially ashamed.
I'm also well aware of your good work in this neighborhood, beyond just here in the mosque.
Then you should know how violated we all feel.
I do, yes.
I have 7 eyewitnesses, including myself, who saw what happened.
Please forgive me, but my job right now, my only job, is to catch this man Walker as soon as possible.
He did not fire a single shot at the agents. He was moving too fast trying to get away from them.
Either Walker was very lucky to get away as quickly as he did, or he knew this mosque well enough to use it as an escape route.
I have families to comfort. I have funerals to arrange. I have a community who believes they will never get justice for what happened.
If you do know Walker, or anything about him, or anyone who might, whatever you tell us, no matter how small, would be in total confidence.
And yet you offer me nothing in return.
What do you mean by that? Specifically, just so I'm clear.
2 families will get no justice unless the FBI tells the truth about how they killed 2 innocent people who were doing nothing but pray.
In other words, you do know something.
Goodbye, Miss Matheson. Mr. Galvez.
He knows Walker. You saw that, right? I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy.
I don't give a shit what it takes. Better mom is going to talk to me.
What it takes? He wants a full FBI mea culpa. Good luck with that.
It's not medicine. It's a drink. Dana likes the revive flavor, and Chris likes the energy one. And Dana's been asking a lot about Tom Walker. It's all over the internet. I don't really have any answers, so if you can come home as soon as you can. Oh, I told Chris that I would take him to a movie if he got all his homework done today. He specifically asked if you would come too, so just call me back, okay?
Elsewhere, someone is removing Brody's shoes. Still unconscious, he's lying on a bed in an unfamiliar room. A second person pours water from a glass jug onto a cloth in a metal bowl, then uses it to cleanse Brody's face. Brody twitches and trembles in his sleep as he dreams of his time as a prisoner. Northeastern Iraq, 3 years earlier. Abu Nazir is gazing down at someone who's lying on a bed, bound with a sack over his head. Nazir removes the sack to reveal Brody, whose beard is long and scraggy and whose hair is shoulder length. He's petrified as he gazes first at his captor and then at the pleasant room he's in. Brody sits up on the bed while Nazir stands with his back to him. As Brody stands up, Nazir walks towards him with a knife, making him flinch backwards fearfully. However, Nazir merely cuts through the restraints that tie Brody's wrists. Brody eyes him with suspicion. Nazir calmly puts down the knife. Then, with his hands behind his back, he paces away from Brody.
This is your new home now.
Confused, Brody staggers forward a little, rubbing his wrists. Nazir reaches for a nearby set of doors.
Come.
Pushing them open, Nazir reveals a bathroom where a luxurious freestanding tub is filling with steaming water. Brody steps tentatively into the room with a look of utter astonishment. He turns when he hears the doors shutting behind him. Left alone, he scans the room with bewilderment, then slowly begins to unbutton his shirt. His skin is thick with grime, his hair is matted, and as he pulls off his shirt, he grimaces with pain. Hobbling slightly, he stands in front of a rectangular mirror above the sink. He studies his reflection for a moment, a wave of emotion washing over him, but contained within his weathered expression. With tears in his weary eyes, he turns to look at the bath. His gaze travels up to focus on the window next to it and the gauze-like curtain hanging there. Slowly, he lowers himself into the steaming bath and rests his head back against the rim. Sometime later, out of the bath, he's sitting in a chair next to it, and a man trims his beard. Next, he gives Brody a close shave and cuts his hair. Brody sits still and allows the barber to work, but there's a tension in his complicity. A small boy coloring a picture.
This is Isa, my son.
Brody is standing at Nazir's side as the boy gets up from his drawing.
Assalamu alaikum.
Isa.
Salam alaikum darasakalang irizina gulas.
Isa.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I want him to learn English fluently. You will live here with him as long as it takes.
Nazir leaves the room, and Brody turns to look at the little boy, stunned by what he's just heard. Isa's wide brown eyes look back at him. Brody walks towards him.
I have no clue how to do this. I'm not a teacher.
He steps forward and puts out his hand, but Isa scurries from the room into the sunshine. Back in the present, a man checks his pulse, then listens to his heartbeat through a stethoscope. Carrie finds Hall in a diner.
We have a problem.
What, are you stalking me now? How'd you find me here?
You spent years training me.
So, what's the problem?
The Imam.
He'll calm down in a day or two.
I don't have a day or two. He says your men fired first.
I know what he's saying.
He has 7 eyewitnesses, including himself, saying Walker didn't shoot or even raise a weapon at them.
And?
I believe he's withholding information about Walker.
Well, you people have rubber hoses, don't you?
He's a good man caught in a bad situation.
He runs a mosque that a terrorist suspect used as an escape route.
He wants justice for the men who were killed, for which I think he'll tell me what he knows about Walker.
Justice? What does that mean?
Well, for one thing, it means compensation for the families. Look, if one of your men made a mistake, you need to come clean.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever been in a firefight?
Yes.
Okay. So my men follow an armed terrorist suspect based off intel provided by you people at 0:30 into a fucking building that they don't even know is a mosque. In seconds, a member of the team thinks he has a clear shot at bringing down a terrorist, and he takes it. Accidentally, he drops 2 civilians in the crossfire. Shit happens. But if you think that I or the Bureau are gonna let the CIA come in and throw any of my guys under the bus, you're fucking high.
Brody is given another injection, this time into his arm. He twitches and jerks in his sleep once more as he dreams of Isa.
Hey, hey, Isa. Come closer. Don't be afraid. Come on. Want to play?
Brody has a football.
Hey, you know how to do this?
Keeping the ball up with his foot.
Can you do this? Yeah? Want to learn?
They're in a small yard.
Yeah? Look, soccer ball. Soccer ball. Soccer. Can you say that? Soccer. Soccer. Hey.
Isa grabs the ball and backs away.
Hey. Hey, Isa. Hey, wait.
Accidentally, he drops 2 civilians in the crossfire. Shit happens. But if you think that I or the Bureau are gonna let the CIA come in and throw any of my guys under the bus, you're fucking high.
You're really fucking something, Carrie. I gotta hand it to you. There is no bridge you won't burn, no earth you won't scorch.
When it comes to catching Walker, or any terrorist suspect for that matter, damn straight.
You recorded a senior FBI agent who thought he was talking off the record to someone on the same side, so you could leverage the FBI in admitting a mistake. Are you really prepared to sacrifice the very agency that, with all their manpower, is the best chance we have to get Walker?
They accidentally shot and killed 2 people. Now, I get that it's not easy or even ideal, but we need to convince them to just make a statement, taking responsibility.
For what? The hope that this imam will give you information that you don't even know he has.
No disrespect, David, but I think I've been in the field long enough to know a source when I see one.
You will not, I repeat not, do anything to sabotage the FBI manhunt for Walker. That is a direct order.
In the yard, Isa is trying to learn the football trick while Brody is reading from a thick text nearby. Suddenly, Isa kicks the ball and it knocks over a small table. Nazir comes out.
What happened here?
I was showing him a trick with the ball. And I knocked over some glasses.
As his father stares at him, Isa averts his eyes to the ground nervously. Nazir's anger seems to subside as he heads back into the house. Isa looks up at Brody and they share a slight smile. Then, with an unspoken understanding, they begin to clear up the mess. Carrie is pacing in Saul's office. She's trembling with agitation, and as she pops one of her pills into her mouth, Saul opens the door.
What the hell?
How are you doing, Carrie?
What? Nothing.
Last I checked, this was my office.
I needed somewhere private to calm down.
Somewhere private?
Okay, so I was hoping you'd be here. Where have you been?
I just heard about the imam and the FBI. Estes is right.
That imam knows Walker. I fucking know it, 100%.
You think the imam's bad?
No. No, that's the problem. He's practically a saint. I've got nothing on him. I've got zero leverage.
You're 100% sure he's not bad?
Pretty much.
He raises his eyebrows and leans forward.
So? Maybe you're approaching the problem the wrong way around.
Northeastern Iraq, and Brody is preparing for prayer, washing his hands in a metal bowl on one of the steps that leads out to the yard. Isa has his own bowl next to him and is carefully copying his tutor. They wash their faces. They're standing side by side. They bend over briefly in worship, Isa mimicking Brody's every move. A crowd of protesters has gathered outside the mosque where the shootings occurred. Carrie and Galvez arrive in a car.
So what are we doing here?
I think they call it a Hail Mary.
The imam's wife opens the door.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My name is Carrie.
I know who you are.
May I come in? I need to speak with your husband.
She glances back at her husband, who nods. Then she shows Carrie inside.
Please have some tea.
I'm sorry, this isn't easy.
I understand.
Imam, I've done my research. I know of your work in the community. The woman's refuge you run with Father Rose from St. Agnes down the street. I have no doubt you and I want the same thing.
This is a better world.
And a better America. If there's another terrorist attack, this country is primed to turn on itself. You and I both know we're halfway there already. But if an attack happens that can be traced back to information that you chose to withhold when you were given the chance, the mosque, this community that you worked so hard to build, they'll put a match to it all. Our only hope, and it's a good one, is if people like us put our heads together and help each other. Now, I need to find Tom Walker. Will you help me?
I pray what you say about another attack on America is wrong. But you're right. It takes more than just prayer. We have to help each other. Action speaks louder than words. Yet so far, you've done nothing but talk.
What were you expecting?
It's very simple. The truth.
Two people were tragically caught between a terrorist suspect and those whose job it is to stop more attacks on America. That is the truth. I know you know Walker. Please.
If I say I have no information, I have no information. I'm sorry.
The imam's wife throws him a look that makes him lower his gaze. Carrie gets up, then takes a card from her bag and places it on the table.
In case you reconsider. Thank you for the tea. Assalamu alaikum.
Tamanillah.
She leaves the building and joins Galvez in the car.
Let it go.
The FBI better fucking find Walker, that's all I can say.
In the forest, Tom is nailing a hand-drawn target to a tree. He walks a little way off from it, then unpacks his dismantled sleek black rifle. With expert precision, he builds it. Using a log to rest the weapon on, he fires at the target, hitting the paper, but not the bullseye. He makes some adjustments.
A man wants to build a home for his wife. He loves his wife. The house must be strong to keep them safe.
I said, that is amazing. To be able to do that this quickly, it's truly excellent.
Isa suddenly throws his arms around Brody's neck and rests his head on his shoulder. The book falls from the little boy's lap, and by the light of a flickering gas lamp, Brody is totally overwhelmed. He gently strokes Isa's hair.
Sometimes I swear to God, people are their own worst enemy.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What are you doing, Saul? You sound kind of...
What do we know about Walker? We know he's a sniper. Snipers are trained to go to ground, either in plain sight or as is the case here. That doesn't work. They blend into the wild.
I think the other word for that is disappear. Hold on a second. Hello?
Carrie? This is Zahira.
Can you meet me in 15 minutes?
Yeah, of course.
Responding to a gesture from Carrie, Galvez turns their vehicle around. Tom takes another shot. He's surprised by a huntsman.
Hey there. Whoa, I come in peace. My bad, I didn't mean to sneak up on you like that.
Don't worry about it.
May I?
Sure.
That sure is some work of art you got there. What is that, some sort of limited made-to-measure edition?
Something like that.
Nice. What you hunting?
Office supplies. What you got there?
Marlin 336, with the Barry X.
Gets the job done.
It'll get her done. Sure is a beautiful day for it. You have yourself a good one.
Want to see this thing in action? Just about got in the sweet spot.
Sure. Why not?
I didn't get your name.
That's Dan. Name's Dan.
Good talking to you, Dan. Good luck out there.
Right, you too.
Hello, Zahira. When you came to our home, you knew it was not permitted for you to be alone with my husband. two pairs of ears to hear what you had to say being better than one. Maybe. I love my husband, Carrie. He's a good man.
I don't doubt it.
I understand what you said about this country. The knife edge it's on. Please, I need your word that you will not say anything to anyone about our meeting.
You have it.
This man, Walker, over the last few weeks, he has come to the mosque maybe 8 or 9 times. Every time he meets with a man who does not come to the mosque to pray, just to do business.
Do you know the name of this man?
All I know is he drives a car with the diplomatic plates.
Which country?
Saudi Arabia.
Thank you.
They both nod. Then Zahira leaves the clothes shop they're in. In the past, Brody is sitting in his room against the wall, hugging his knees. He seems to be in great pain as Isa walks in holding a piece of paper. The boy touches his shoulder and he jerks awake.
Bad dream?
Yeah. Yeah, what?
Brody holds his hand.
Hey, what you got there?
It's a hand-drawn picture of Isa and Brody.
Hey, this is beautiful, Isa. This is really great. Thank you.
Isa beams happily. In the present, Brody comes to on a small bed, similar to the one from the past. He sits up.
What is this? What's going on?
In the middle of the room is a TV screen hooked up to a computer hard drive. A chair has been placed in front of it. Brody notices that his torso has been bandaged, and he carefully buttons his shirt. Next, he pulls on his boots, flinching with pain at each movement. Finally, he pours himself a glass of water. Nazir appears on the screen.
Nicholas? Can you hear me, Nicholas? Nicholas?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You're angry.
How the fuck do you think I feel?
And you're also in shock. Which is why you told our friend in Washington to tell me that it's all over.
I've been living the last 8 years thinking I killed Tom Walker. Which I now find out is not true. Which means everything I did, everything.
It is the peace you found in Islam of all speech.
Everything I believed in.
You believed in Allah's forgiveness and through Allah's mercy in yourself.
It was all a trick. It's based on a lie.
I did not let you actually kill your friend. Isn't that a good news?
Brody lets out a deep breath.
What is Walker doing?
Helping. That's all you need to know. You remember the new beginning you were given?
Yes, I remember.
Isa.
You trusted me with Isa. Why?
Why not trust a man who would rather die than give information to his enemy?
You got your enemy to teach your own son.
No. We only began as enemies because that's what others told us to be. Are we enemies now? Have you forgotten?
Thinking back to Isa.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
I wanna root
root for
the home team. Finish it. Come on, Brad, you're almost done.
Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it, 1, 2, 3 strikes you're out. At the all
game.
Brody smiles.
You are a brat.
You are a brat.
You are a brat.
And you're gonna be late for school. Get out of here.
Isa grabs a huge school bag and makes for the door.
Hey, are you forgetting something? Score a goal today.
Later, as Brody reads from his leather-bound book, an explosion shatters the window next to him. He races out.
Isa! Shut eyes. Shut eyes. Aisha! Aisha!
A devastated landscape where the school has been bombed.
Aisha!
Aisha!
A man leads a small boy with a blood-stained face and shirt across the rubble. Brody spots something and begins to clear rubble from the body of a young boy. It's not Isa. He glances through the smoke.
Isa!
As he continues across the wasteland of twisted metal and brick, he passes a man cradling his severed arm.
Isa!
Another body in the rubble. Brody clears away the debris. Brody kisses his lifeless face.
Isa!
Gently, Brody lifts Isa into his arms and holds him closely while a fire burns behind them. He wraps his arms tightly round the little boy. Sometime later, Brody has laid out Isa's body on a table in the house. Glancing sadly at the little boy's face, he begins to wrap him in a muslin cloth, his tiny hands placed on his chest. Nazir walks into the room, and Brody respectfully steps away from the table. With controlled sadness, Nazir walks round the table to Isa's head and plants a gentle kiss on his forehead. Brody steps forward to stand at Nazir's side. They exchange a look of understanding, then together use a larger piece of cloth to wrap Isa's body, covering his face. Nazir raises his hands in prayer. Brody joins him.
Side of what you committed to doing, Isa's name. I never wanted or planned any of this. It was your choice doing what you are doing after what happened that day. But in the end, you are a soldier, as you say. And you will either stay truthful to that and do what you feel is right, or you will not. Alhamdulillah.
Nazir? Nazir?
The screen is blank as Brody's captor comes in. It's the man who passed the key to Tom.
Nasir said that you would remember this from 2 years ago.
At 4:42 p.m. local time, a drone missile hit and destroyed part of a compound 120 miles northeast of Mosul in the mountains of northern Iraq, from which Abu Nazir, the leader of the IPLA, is believed to have been operating. The images being broadcast on some news outlets around the world of the bodies of 83 dead children, allegedly killed in the strike, we believe to be false, created by the terrorists for propaganda purposes.
And they call us terrorists.
Make no mistake that in the planning of these missions, all that can be done is done to protect the innocent, in particular, the precious lives of children, while we keep our promise to hunt down the terrorists who continue to plot against.
As you already know, that man there, the vice president, is the former director of the CIA and the man most instrumental in the drone attack that killed young Issa. As he prepares to become president, he's going to want to use you, to be seen with you, his American hero, more and more. Let him. We also believe that he's going to ask you to run for political office. Say yes. This will be a signal to Abu Nazir that you are committed still to doing this.
The huntsman hurries back to his truck and climbs inside. He reaches for a newspaper that has Tom's picture on the front page. Hurriedly grabbing his truck keys, Tom has killed him with one shot. Holding up some pills.
The doctor says you should take these with food. Go out the back way. Take a right. Your car is across the street. The groceries are inside.
Tom covers up the huntsman's body in the back of the truck, climbs in, and drives away. Brody walks with labored steps across the street to his car. He has a large bruise on his cheek, and his expression is set in a pained defiance. As he climbs in, his face contorts with agony. He drives off, unaware that just at that moment, Saul and Carrie are pulling up outside the diplomat's house. They too have no idea he has just left.
That's it on the left. Home of our Saudi diplomat.
Diplomatic fucking immunity.
Just like Klaus in 03.
That was the Swiss embassy in Caracas, and we nearly let Klaus slip away. I'm not losing this guy, Saul.
For now, we wait and see if Mr. Zahrani does anything or goes anywhere that'll help us get to Walker.
You live for this shit.
So I've been told.
A melancholy floods his face as she nods.
What if Mr. Zahrani doesn't give us anything anytime soon?
You figure out an elegant way to lift and interrogate him.
She smiles. It's dark when Brody arrives home, bringing in the shopping bags. He places them on the counter and is unpacking them when Jessica walks in.
I'm not gonna ask you where you've been all day. I know you have a lot on your mind and a lot to process, and I'm in danger of sounding like a broken record.
Oh, my God, what happened?
I got mugged.
What do you mean, mugged?
As in attacked and robbed.
Are you all right? Did you call the cops?
I don't know, what good are the cops gonna do? By the time I came around, the fuckers that did this were long gone.
Where did this happen?
Grocery store parking lot. Three of the bastards. I'm fine. I went to the, went to the emergency room.
Why didn't you call me?
They got my phone. I didn't want to worry you and the kids. Seriously, it's no big deal.
Are you hurt?
A couple broken ribs. Hey, I'm fine. I'm fine. Right?
Look, Brody, you should have called the cops.
I don't know. I really don't need the attention right now.
What else did they take?
I don't know. A few bucks. My pride.
Oh, you're all right. That's what's important.
Mm-hmm. You know what the worst part of it is? I really wanted to spend the day with you and the kids. I want us to spend more time together. As a family.
That sounds so good.
They kiss.
8 years out there, I come back, I get mugged outside the grocery store. It's unbelievable.
America's a violent country, what can I tell you? Oh, and guess what?
What?
There's a message on the voicemail from the vice president's office.
Everybody knows the good guy's lost.